The story that we had from Mrs. Shotmaker was that her late husband had decided at some point that she needed to collect something. She needs a hobby. And her family had always been very interested in politics. I believe her father had had some role in the Democratic National Convention at some point, and she remembered as a child being taken to the convention. So they were very active politically. It was an area of interest for her, and it was sort of a natural fit.
So what are some of the earliest campaign materials that you have?
We do have some materials that have images of Washington, although it's not clear if they were used during the election or if they were made in a commemorative way, perhaps a few years afterwards. I think the real strengths of the collection probably start in around the 1910s and 20s.
Well, let's take a look at some of the pieces.
Sure.
So, an interesting pin with an elephant, and it looks like the tail can be pulled.
Yes, this is a nice little commentary on what people thought was funny at the time, and it does show the elephant with the candidate's head at the top, and it says, pull for your candidate, and if you pull the elephant's tail, the candidate's head moves back and forth, which clearly was very amusing at the time, which now we might not necessarily do.
And then we see Dewey in 48, a matchbook. We don't see those anymore.
That's very true, and you've picked up on something that's really interesting in terms of political correctness in the collection, that we find so many candidates with their names on a package of cigarettes or a box of cigars or being promoted in advertising by a tobacco company. It's just not something that people would do. We have shot glasses. People aren't going to necessarily do that today.
So this is a bigger piece.
Yes, we've been talking about a lot of little bitty buttons and small items, but this is one of the most dynamic pieces in the collection. When we were first talking to Mrs. Shotmaker, and she said, well, one of the interesting things I have is one of the Florida voting booths.
And I bet your jaw dropped.
It did. I was actually speechless, and I thought, how on earth did you get that? Well, she found it for sale. Someone had it. And what's interesting is it's one of the portable ones. It folds up to be sort of like a briefcase. It's very easy to carry. But what's really great is that we still have ballot sheets, the yellow punch cards that slide in. It has the candidate information and the little punch pin, and you can actually see what the whole hanging Chad issue really was about. The lines don't match up. There's no hole to punch for Bush, and then there's an extra hole at the bottom, and the arrows don't match up with the hole. So you literally would not be able to tell who you were voting for.
This will really help people who don't remember that campaign visualize what the issue was.
And even in terms of all of the electronic voting now, there are people who are voting now who probably never experienced a punch card. And so this is the kind of thing that can just make history real. Right now, somewhat, but 50 years from now, absolutely.
I have to ask, what's your favorite piece?
My favorite piece is actually the gold bug, and it had to do with the battle over the gold standards with McKinley and Bryan. And it's actually in the shape of a bug. It's gold, and it has McKinley and Hobart, one on each wing, in a little circular portrait. And originally, when you had the pin on, you could push this little tab on the bottom, and the wings would move up and down. That would have to
Clever.
Be my favorite.